Right now on the drive home, and here's Ricky Meese.
Slowdowns waiting for you southbound I-15 right out of the gate from downtown Salt Lake City to about 114th south. Northbound I-15, we had that accident at 114th. So over to the left, you're still going to see spots of slowing Draper, Sandy, and Midvale. The West Belt still stacked up and slow between I-80 and Taylorsville. And now starting to see delays. There may be something jamming up the drive here. Southbound I-215's East Belt from I-80 down to about 4500 south. Dave Meekum.
Watching delays getting into Utah County that are heavier than normal. You're going to pick up the slow traffic right on top of the point. And it gets into some pretty slow stop-and-go traffic coming down the point through SR-92 past 2100 north and almost down to Lehigh Main Street. So pretty good delay there. When you get past that, you're back to freeway speed, though. And just minor delays northbound on I-15 and Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
Well, it doesn't take much to mess up that commute in Davis County right now on I-15. This one is a wreck against the flow of traffic. Southbound of the median at 650 North Clearfield. That is added to the northbound delays back at Highway 89 all the way up into Sunset right now. Highway 89 overflowing into Fruit Heights. As far as the delays out of downtown, well, it's still sluggish, but speeds are picking up headed to the north interchange. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.